So the basis for this halacha is that yin b'minei, so even though it's wrong, so it's still also the raisa is wrong because the isa gives a tam. In the heter, that's yin b'minei. And yin b'minei, so the raisa is bottom of the rov and only the rabbonim is required shishim. So maybe if we have it arubes of yin b'minei and it's nishpach, it is established that rov there is. The sofik is as to whether it was shishim or not, so we have to know the rov, so we get the rabbonim. So even though it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is rov, but we don't know whether there is shishim, so it's very likely that Yisrael gave it tam, Yisrael in the heter. So it's a right, so we can't talk in the Mishpah. In Yisrael, we have been rich by being Sheikhim Lamed Rov Lishare. In Leila, so you have a heter muta, and there is a heter, also. Now the Taz and Siv Gimu, in Yisrael, we have been rich. המסקונה בפוסקי, דמי שניסה במינים להתיר בוטל ברוב ואהומה, שלא מאחירה במהטיס, אלו דרבונו נעצר בשישי. Because Rashi is יוחיד, in that שיטה, that even מין במיני, according to רבונו פרב יהודה, first of all, Rashi פסקוס like רב יהודה, in that is also יוחיד. But that מין במיני, היא עשת במשהו מדרייסי. But Rashi Shita is that even according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudeh, so that Mimimine is bottled with Shishim, but Shishim is required Midraise, and not only Midrabbanon. But the other Rishonim hold that according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudeh, first of all, number one, that they don't pass like Rabbi Yudeh, and they pass like Rabbanon, that Mimimine is bottled with Shishim, and Shishim itself is only a requirement Midrabbanon, Midevreya, but Midraise is bottled with Rob. So this is what he says. So we pass mitam kik and raiset, so shishim natire. So even though it's established that there is rov, but we don't know if there is shishim, so it's likely that the isa give it tam isa and the heter, so it's osa. Kim shimash gishim beret ha misa, al kochum mokim sofik, as linu lechum. And then the Ramo says that aloche uli yemin b'minei azlinon b'sashmo im ushove have yemin b'minei avu azlinon b'sataymi im ushove lo. Now, so I mentioned that the Shach is chilek on the Ramo because the Ramo is very strange. That machlokes between Abaye and Rove in Avodah Zarah daf samech vov whether b'sashmo b'sataymi anve chadete. I mean anve b'ichamre chadete new wine if there is a taruves. Of new wine, not old wine, new wine and grapes. So there is a machlekes with Abaye and Rove now. So the Gabi Yain Nesach, we understand the machlekes because the Gabi Yain Nesach the halachi is that mid Rabbanon Yain Nesach min b'minei yasas b'mash min shaloi b'minei. So Yain Nesach is like kolatere kule. So it's b'nei sintam b'shish. So suppose there is daruves of chamre chadetem in the grapes and new wine. So Abaye says that we go basatayim, and grapes and new wine more or less at the same time. So Memele, since the time is the criterion, so and the time is the same more or less. So Memele, it's considered mimimine. So Memele, according to Abaye, since it's considered mimine, so it asks bimash. So it asks bimash. So if let's say Anovim fell into new wine that is Yain Nesach. So even though there is Shishim, according to Abaye, they have the same time, so it's Mimimine, so it's Tazel Mash, Mirabola. And according to Rove, we go Basashay. In view of the fact that they have different names, one is called grapes, Anovim, and one is called Chamre, wine. So Mimele, it's Mishaloi Bimine. So Mimele, they don't Tazel Mash. So if there is Shishim, so then the grapes are muta. So there we understand there's a shach sasod because there is a special chumre mid rabbonon gabi mimimimei. So mimele, according to Rove, in view of the fact that they have different names, I mean, so in view of the fact that they have different names, so it's considered min shaloi bimimei. Min shaloi bimimei. Kon da baye, no, you as nimbos a taimi. Masheinkin in kolate kule, where it's negei the raise. Of Tam Ki Ikea. So there is no, the Shach's story is that there is no difference between Min Bimine and Min Shaloi Bimine. You can call it whatever you want. If the Isa gives a Tam Isa and the Heta, so it's also call it Min Shaloi Bimine, call it Min Bimine. What difference does it make? So that's his asoge. So how can he say you'll mean bimine? As linam basashmo, imushove have a mean bimine. Even though Avaloyud as linam basatayim imushove loy. So that means even though they have different, even though they have different timing, let's say, I mentioned the example last time. Chilev and Bosal, so the Shechnoch Paskins. Chilev and Bosal is Min Shaloi B'minei. Why? Because they have different timing. They have different timing. But in Loshen Neyodom, so the Chilev of the Behemoth might also be called meat. I mean, in Loshen Neyodom. So suppose the fatty part that covers the kidney, let's say, or that covers, let's say, the intestine, so it's called in Loshen Neyodom, it's called Bosal, meat. So Mele, so according to Pesach of the Ramor, even though they have different timing, there's the Arubes of Chilev and Boso. So since in Loshem Neodom they have the same name, this is called meat and that is called meat. So Mimele, it's Min B'minei, and if it is Nishpach, we know that there is Rov in the Boso Negel Chilev. Even though we don't know whether there is Shishim, so it's Mutas Vekid Rabon Likule. How can we say Vekid Rabon Likule? Call it Min B'minei. You want to call it Min B'minei because it's the same Shem? Call it Min B'minei. But there is a Loch of Tam Kika, that's the basis of the Shach Sasson. That's the basis of the Shach Sasson. And we saw, we went over the Daf Achin of the Taz. The Daf Achin of the Taz. Because the Taz saw already the Sifse Keyen, Hasogi and Ramo. So he explained it. And what is the Shita of the Taz? Now, here the Taz doesn't say anything. So apparently, when the Taz wrote the Torah off, he didn't consider this din of the Ramo strange. But then, when he saw the Sifse Keyen, so he wrote the Daf Achrei. And what does he say in the Daf Achrei? He explains it on the basis of the premise that when is there a machlekes between Abaye and Chove? As to whether Bosa Azlinu Bosa Shmo and Azlinu Bosa Taime, and Rove says Azlinu Bosa Shmo. That means that if they have the same name, if they have the same name, even though they have different timing, so it's considered Mimimine. So the Kashi is, how is it possible? So the Taz says, no. When is Rove Chilik and Abaye, and he says that even though they have different timing, but as long as they have the same name, it's considered Mimimine, that is, if they don't have time in Afochim, one being sweet and one being bitter. But, so then, one is more sweet, one is less sweet, one is more bitter, one is less bitter. So in other words, so if it's a question of degree, if the different timing consists in degree, not in the quality of the time. Time in Afochim really means quality of the time. That's what it means. So Bimele, So in such a case where the two have the same time, the same quality time, but a question of quantity of degree, more sweet or less sweet, so then Abaye says that even that is the criterion. And if one is more sweet, one is less sweet, so Mimele, even though it's the same name, it's considered Min Shaloi B'minei. And Min Shaloi B'minei, according to the Taz, according to Abaye, it's considered Min Shaloi B'minei, so Mila Midraise, it is B'nei Sinta, Midraise. And according to Rove, in view of the fact that they do not possess time Afochim, but just more or less, and the name is the same, so it's considered Min B'minei. It's considered Min B'minei, so Mimele, even though as long as it's considered Min B'minei, so Mimele Midraise is Bot B'Rov, Midraise is Bot B'Rov, but Midrabonu require Shishim. So Mimele, if it's Nishpach, so we are Tilel Hokim. Now, so what's the Pshat in the Taz? The Pshat in the Taz is, superficially it's not Mistaba like that. Superficially it's Mistaba like the Shach. But the Tashite obviously is that in view of the fact that the Aloha of Tam Kiika is deduced from Mishras HaNovim. What is Mishras HaNovim? The Torah says that a Nozir is not allowed to eat the water in which grapes were soaked. Why? Because the water absorbed the Tam of the HaNovim. And there, Mishras HaNovim, it's Min Shaloi B'minei from every point of view, from the point of view of Tam and from the point of view of Shem. So it's Min Shaloi B'minei. So Mimele, So we learn, so the halacha of tam ki ikea, that is the raise, applies only to min shalo yimine, but not to min yimine. Why not? Because the gzeras hakosuv, it consists in mishras hanovim. Mishras hanovim is min shalo yimine. But if it's time mafochi, then everybody is made that it's min shalo yimine. So maybe it comes within the gzeras hakosuv. That's the shit of the path. All right. Now let's see the shach. See what? In mishalo yimine. Hatam kosav rametam v'chol aposki moim b'shitosei v'kaim elon tam ki ikea der bosa midrais b'nim b'shel emine d'chim b'shel eislis hatam b'hetea lepecha epel yis kule yisea v'yosav kule midrais avol mim b'mine ki v'shei neneisim b'tam v'otul ma'atei rabirot ki d'chzib ha'chiram v'hatis elo shachachom im yitzrichi u samach. So you see the shach emphasizes it's stable like the shach. I mean the shita of the taz is very strange. So he emphasizes, it's not something that is peculiar to min b'mine, vis-a-vis something that is min shalom b'mine. The mitzias is that by min shalom b'mine there is tam, by min b'mine there is no tam. But if it gives it tam, visa gives it tam, call it whatever you want. This is, so the shach emphasizes, so then, if it's not established that it's Rubi Heter, then it's a wicked rice in Mimine. Have the Havnus of the rice in Rosa, Avumim Bishemine, Kim Yosa Matera at Samach, Kim Vishenes in Tam, Afu Neda Show Yorubi Heter. Even if it's established beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is certain rob, but loy neida shoye samech, how is like the raise dosa? Uvi yes kein t'mo'ani al mashi kosav rab. Umi yemi mimine asbinu bosa shmo. Didaite imu shove bishmo, avo gav go shove bitaimei, havo mim bimine bosa mida rabolo. Vini yemi shove bishmo, avo gav di shove bitaimei, havo mim bishen imine bosa matere, vichay nira mi divoy marshal. Bisa beheta shoye, uvi sifra pergela noshe. סוף סימן אליו בית, בערים מבויה בכל הפוסקים, ולאוכל מין שממיני עושה מהתירה עד שישים, כי בני סמטם, ולאוכל מין במיני, בני סמטם, בוטל מהתירה ברוב, כי להזמין בכל דוכתה בוסה רובה, ואם כי נאפכו, דאקן להזמין בוסה טיימה. So it's just the reverse of what the Ramo says. Why does he say, in כל התירה כולה? So if they have this, the same names, even though different timing, and if it's nishpach, and it's established, then it's rob. So we are telling local. How can we tell local if they have different timing? So call it min b'minei, but it's tam ki ikea, and if there is no shishim, so it's just something, right? So he said. V'napi. So he says. Vin kei napechu. The hakel asbinu was a timei. The mishove be timei. Avo gav mishove bishmo. Mikomo kin kim nisim tam beheter. Vin nepech haeter li yeskule yiseh. Osom na teira atishim. Vin kav nishpach asbinu lechumre. Vin mishove be timei. Avo gav lo yishove bishmo. Why should we say that we go lechumre? Why should we go lechumre? Mikomo kin kim lo yoyif timei. Bot na teire. Uche da asbinu bechol duchte. Bosa rube ki tichsib achirab al hateis. Vin kav nishpach asbinu lechumre. The other guy, the kind of Krovet Peribasla is Krovi, Samachro, that we hamre had it a new wine, and graves that's been on the small little less a time, leaning in the minute, handed out for Yaines of the table. She is soon in Mashu, Mimine. So Yaines is asses be Mashu Mimine because of Homer Davis Ore. Table asses be Mashu Mimine because it's a negotiation material. So it's only Mirabolo, the Henry and Homer the all. שישיעור און למעלה משישי ממיני ואילו כך אם הוא שווה בשמו בקוס תרומו עשר זאת מאיו מי ממיני מי שלא יהיה במיני תרומו איז בני סמטעם שישי בי כל התירי קורי אור so the הלוכי is that מיד רבונון מי במיני את עשר את ריש ריש א' אור למי ממיני is bottle only בריש א' 201 so if there are 200 measures of heter, and I get one measure of visa of all. So it's bottle. And that's mirabol. So mimele, we apply the concept of basashmoazle. Viyukach, in who shove bishmo, avakam shove bitaimei, so it's lechumre, havre mimimine, was a mashu, or bikufale, gabi trumo, vireish ale, gabi ole, imene shove bishmo, avakam shove bitaimei, was a mnesin taam, vichin rabiudam lechol isur mimine mashu. וינקה בחייגם מסולקים שמתם כי איקר, ויחרם להטיס. וכי נולד יבדי ספטה, פרגי לנושי, אמרובי ובאשרי וברבן, וירן, סיבב, וסכחובים וחלפוסקים, דהרדרו בעיה ויינסה, ותן לחברה סייה, ואם כי ישלם הדפתי בהנוך, אבל לא ידידון בשור איסוי, דו איסוי, ומשפח, והגיעו דבור האלה לפני כמה עוגדי לעדו, והסכימו לדבור האיג אמיר ורבי, הגוי עם הרב, יהושע, שהוא אומר שדבורים ברורים מהם, נדבור את יצזווה ויגוידו אליהם, ואוכל מוכח נעמד בדבר מערי, בתחום הסדש, שהביסי בספקות מבייס, דמרוי כן, והבצורך לימו לרשבו דסובה כרש, ואוכל מוכח נעמד בחידושי הרשב, וכי מוכח אחי בחמי חוכס למים דג דבטי זורוש ורש ורן ושבס רבון, אשר יזבח לכם רב אפרי, והיא נתפסס בסוף ספר רבון, ושוכל הפוסקים ואוכל מוכח נעמד בפירתי ושורוש וגל הנושא, מה שקוסר גם ממיני, אבל גם יהיו שתיימי, כי חכום מן גוזרו ומין במיני אותו מין משן מיני, ומביא בסיוסי בסימן קופטס, ואוכל מוכתם בדברי ראש, ספי וחסחלה, וכי נשמע להדיה, מדברי הפוסקים שאובלו כמון, גם יובי שלו ממיני יצורך שישי, משום שאם יבש לי, יתנתם ועבר יסורד רייס, ויזה בום עולה דיית, ואי נאמס או ואי, אם יש לסול דיז רשיינים, all these רשיינים, they don't discuss this question. But all these Rishonim emphasize that the reason is why there is a distinction between Minei and Min Shaloi B'Minei is that whereas in Min Shaloi B'Minei, so there is Tam Yisrael, and Min B'Minei is the same Tam. So there is no Tam. So in other words, so it's not a question whether you call it Min B'Minei, you call it Min Shaloi B'Minei. You can call it whatever you want. But in other words, if the Yisrael gives a Tam, so Mimele, it's us. That's the raya of it. ווכה מוכח בסתם בפירוש בדברי ראש בספר חסחלה וכן מה שלהדי בדבר הפוסק שאובר לי כמה גבי יובי שלו מיני צורך שישי משום שניבש לו אם יתנתם בעלי סורד רייס ראוס יסי דהלוכה יש את יובש ביובש מדרייסה so בין במין שלו בין במיני במיני נא לך בלך so מין במיני לך בלך לך בלך means if there is an objective תרובס not only subjective תרובס Yovish v'yovish, objectively there is no taruvis. The taruvis is only in our minds. It's a subjective taruvis. So lach b'lach, where there is an objective taruvis and there is even distribution, so the aloha is that if it's min b'minei, so mitraise it, but b'roch, mitrabonet require shishi. Min shalom b'minei, so mitraise it require shishi. Because of tam kik, that's lach b'lach. Yovish v'yovish. So the aloha is that mitraise bein b'minei, bein min shalom b'minei. So is bottle of midrash. Even min shaloi b'minei yovish b'yovish is bottle of. But midrabbanan there is a difference between yovish b'yovish min b'minei, yovish b'yovish min shaloi b'minei. Yovish b'yovish min b'minei, so b'rov, it b'rov it's bottle even midrabbanan. You're allowed to eat it if there is rov. Min b'minei. But if let's say it's min shaloi b'minei yovish b'yovish, so why midrash say yovish b'yovish even min shaloi b'minei is bottle b'rov, but midrabbanan it requires shishi. So there is a machlekes aposkim. Why would the Chachomim misakein that by Yovish v'Yovish min shaloi b'minei we require shishi? So most poskim say that the reason is why the Chachomim required that Yovish v'Yovish min shaloi b'minei should have shishi because of Xere, maybe he'll be mevashel them together. Let's say, if he'll be mevashel together, min shaloi b'minei. Yeftuch tiches of eter, wo nisarif Yovish v'Yovish, wo noch tiches of isa, min shaloi b'minei. So it's bottle, midraise. But suppose he will be mevashel the one chtiche, all the three chtiches together in one pot. So then, in as much as long as there is no shishim, so the chtiches iser will certainly give it time in the chtiches seta. So then it will become lablar then. So if there is no shishim, ukamosa. So because of that, because of exere, maybe it will be mevashel it together. So the chtiches iser will give it time in the two chtiches seta. So the chachomim asked it. Under all circumstances. That's the tam that is mentioned by most poskim. But the Isa Veheta gives another explanation as to why the Chachomim were misakein that Yovish B'Yovish Min Shaloi B'Minei require shishim. A strange tam. They say, if it's Yovish B'Yovish, what does Yovish B'Yovish mean? Yovish B'Yovish means that the Isa is in it b'mkeimi, and the Heter is in it b'mkeimi. But we don't know. We are mixed up. There is no objective taruvis. We are mixed up. We don't know which chtiche is the Yisera and which Chtiche is Eta. We don't know. So Memele, if there is no Shish by Min B'Minei, So since it's min bimine, so usually, by min bimine, it's not always like that. But by min bimine, since they look alike, it's not always like that. That min bimine, they look alike. Sometimes you can have min bimine that they don't look alike. They look different, but they have the same timing or they have the same name. But usually, min bimine, they look alike, so the mare is the same. If the mare is the same, so there is no way of identifying the heta from the isa. Masha'inkin min shaloi b'minei, so usually, min shaloi b'minei, so if you have one chtiche of isa, was nisareiv, let's say, with two chtiches of heta, or five chtiches of heta, or even 10 chtiches of heta, or even 20 chtiches of heta, if it's less than 60, since it's min shaloi b'minei, so the mare is different. If the mare is different, it shouldn't be impossible to identify one from the other. Even though they are mixed up, but overall there is no even distribution, because if there had been even distribution, so then it wouldn't be Yovish B'Yovish, so it would be Lar B'Lach. So in other words, so there is no even distribution. And since it's Minshalo B'Mine, so they have different Mares, even though they are mixed up, so it's not impossible to identify one from the other. So Mimele, the Chachomim declared that even though at the present moment we cannot identify it, because if we were able to identify it at the present moment, then you wouldn't have it aruves, then it's nikar isa. Then it's not aruves. Suppose you have a plate, you have a piece of nevela and you have a piece of shchuto, and they touch each other, but you recognize this is nevela, this is shchuto, then it's not aruves, it's nikar isa. So, of course, if it's mamish, if you mamish recognize, then there is no aruves. Lachaya say bitl, midraitza there is no bitl. But we are dealing with a case where it doesn't recognize. But since it's Misha Levi Minei, so it shouldn't be impossible to identify one from the other. So even though at present he cannot recognize and he cannot identify the Isa from the Heter, so if there is less than, as long as there is less than Shishim, it's not totally impossible to identify one from the other. So Memele the Chachomim gave it a din mid Rabbonon of Nikarisa. But it's not Mamish Nikarisa. Mamish Nikarisa would be if we can recognize it. But suppose you have many pieces mixed up together, not even distribution, on the plate. So you don't recognize. So mid Raisa there is Bittl. But as long as the Chachomim says that in as much as there is no Shishim, so it's not impossible to identify the Isa from the Eter. So Memele, it has a din of Nikar Isa, so there is no Bittl. So you ask, so even if there is Shishim, but if there is Shishim, then it's even more difficult to identify. Because then it means that there is just a minute portion, just a minute fraction of the total Taruves is Isa. So it's even, so it is even more difficult to identify one from the Isa from the Eter. So he doesn't have a din of Nikar Isa with Rabbon. But if you don't have Shishim, so the Chachomim declared that it has a din as Nikar Isa. This is the Isa Vehetar's explanation. Now, this is what he's referring to. Oh. V'chein mashma v'hedye, midivre ha-poskin, she'ovi l'kamon gabi yovi, she'loi b'minei, l'tzorech Shishim. So that's the term of most poskin. Mishum shim yivash lo mitin term. V'al v'sirod ha-raisi, ayin shom, v'ze bo'o l'daiti. V'ayin, נאמר בסיף קוט נחס ואף אגב דיאוגו הוא שוק שסחים עם כוסו גם כמי שזורוע הר דרובד אסמין לו בסשמו ולוי בסטיימה אפשר שכוסו כן לראה שבסייתי שפוסקו כרב יהודה במין הליבות למה דו אס so the שח is aware that there are some רשיינים דיאוגו דיאוזורוע they mention the team of רובד that אסמין לו בסשמו not only לגבי יאינסח and טבל but לגבי כל התרקות. So that's a riot to the Ramo. So he says, no, there is no riot to the Ramo from the Ogo and the Rezorua. Because the Ogo and the Rezorua, when they mention Rovez Din as Dinam Basashmo, vis-a-vis Kolatere Kule, they say it a little bit of Rabiude, according to Rashi Shite, who passes like Rabiude, that min b'mine asas b'mashu in Kolatere Kule. Rashi b'mashu in Kolatere Kule. So memele Rovez Din of Hasbina Basashmo, the Rovez Time has relevance in Kolatere Kule. Because insofar as the Isar of Tam Iker is concerned, so Mimele, if there is Shishim, so there is no Isar of Tam Iker. But if, let's say, they have the same name, even though they have different timing. But the Isar of Tamkika doesn't apply because there is Shishim. Masha'in Kain, if they have the same name, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that means Bimine Asas Bimashu. So on account of the same name that the two things possess, so Mimele, it's Osea, because Mimine Asas Bimashu. Masha'in Kain, we, all the Rishenim who pass like the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yehuda, that Min B'mine is also Matul B'shishim. So then Rabbi's Din is more relevant. Zigaite, Efshe Shekosukim Rashi, Zigaite Sheposuk Rabbi Yehuda Min B'mine Bon, V'chein Mashma L'chein Rebo Ogo, Ayin Shom, Inam Menafkin Li Ayin Esach, Kamen Sil Kol Adal, V'chein Li Yen Shom Tikre Yosav Lizorem, Sham Shein Dosom B'mashu, B'mino, Inam Li Yibor Sheish Matiri, V'li Botul B'mine. So Dove Sheish Matiri Min B'mine is not Botul, Asas B'mashu, but Min Shal B'mine is B'nissim Tam, is B'shishim. So suppose there is Shishim, but the question is, but is it Min B'mine? So B'mele, even though there is Shishim, it should be Osea. So I call it Rove, as B'mine Bosa Shmo. In Amelie, Dove Sheish Matiri, but B'mine, as B'mine Bosa Shmo, we lost the time. Uchme Shikosuk Likamon, Simekov Beis. ויוקר בכל הר הגבנה סורקים שמתם כאיקר בקוס דרי שישים או לאחר רבו להטס אבל נשאור איסורים ואסורים בשישים הוא נשפר בדרייס לרבולון ודאי ויחק אותו לא בתיימי סור ישחילי כאן לרמוז דין וכדם רילון גם הבח וכדם עוד וגם הבח והתרזוב נמשכו אחד דברי הרב ופי הנזדהיתי כמו ש... והתרזוב נמשכו אחד דברי הרב ופי הנזדהיתי כמו שכוסף אני צמיסתה בלי דשך ושוב מוצא סביסר, הטה ספר רחב גימו, שהריך בשם מויר זרוח, בדין עם איזה ניקרו מין במיני, בשמו, עוד אז נו בשא שמו, ולא בשא תיימי, וחוס אפרו לבסוף, ויונו דקיימלון, דאף מין במיני, בדובר לר, בשישים, כניסויל, אין אף כוסה. So in other words, so the Yozorua says, in so many words, he says, עלי בדרב יהודה, הוא says, who holds, that מין במיני, אין קולה תראי כולה עשת במשהו, so then רובס דין, of אז נו בשא שמו, has relevance. Suppose there is Shishim, so there is no Aloch of Tam Kikea, but if they have the same name, it's still Osa, the Masha Asa says. But we pass like the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yehuda, so Memele Rabbi's Din has no relevance. So he's saying explicitly like the Shach. So, V'on the Kaim of Mimi Mini Bidova Lar B'Shishim, K'nisal Yil and Afkusal B'Sal Yovesh, Shemisar B'Heta, V'nei Dat Arvusei, Kedem Bishl, Shehu B'Mini B'Rov, V'Shaloi B'Mini B'Shishim. So he says, we that we pass, according to us, that we pass, like the Rabbono, that Mimine is the, it does not have Mashu. So Rove's Din has no relevance, has no relevance in regard to Itaruves of Lavalach. But it has relevance, even in Kolatere Kule, in Itaruves of Yovesh B'Yovesh. Even according to us, who pass, like the Rabbono of Rabbi Yehuda, that Mimine does not have Mashu. In Arkuse al Bisa Yovish, Shenisari Veter. Vineda Taruvose, Kaden Bisho, Sheru, Bimine Birov, Vishaloi Bimine, Bishishim. So, in other words, if let's say there is a Taruvus of Yovish B'Yovish. A Taruvus of Yovish B'Yovish. So the halacha is that Shishim is required. Shishim is required in Mimine Yovish B'Yovish. But Min Shalom Mimine Shishim is required. But Min Bimine Shishim is not required. So if Mid Rabbanon, it becomes Batul Berov. So if they have the same Shem, then it's considered Min Bimine. But if they have different shemes, so then it's considered min shaloi b'mine, and it requires shishim. Vishom b'chol arukos of the head, the kamo kram netav, the min b'mine b'shishim b'rabonon. Vishaloi b'mine b'shishim d'raise, nafki mine nishpachat kamo sheni, havi mucha b'head yiri sveret moshi kosav, elu shema ashe kosav, the nafki mine lin yovish b'yovish. יובש ביובש, דיסה והתר, עוזו לטיימי, שכוס אף שום דין חס, דנתם די יובש ביובש מיני בטל רוב, ושלוי במיני בשישים, משום דמיני במיני ניסנתם כשיזבשלו, אבא שלוי במיני ניסנתם כשיזבשלו, דימו יוקים מותם ממון אפשר. He says, in other words, when the Isa, so the Isa והתר, says the same thing that the Shach says, that according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, that Mimine does not have Mashu, so Rove's Din of Azmin and Basa Shmo has no relevance in respect to Lar B'Lach. But, so that, he understands very well. But what requires an explanation is the other din that this Aveta says. This Aveta says that even according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yude, so Rove's din of Asdin of Basashmo has relevance vis-a-vis Yovesh v'Yovesh. So he says, why does this Aveta say that? Because he goes l'shitosei. Because most poskim say that the reason is why Yovesh v'Yovesh min b'mine is bottle b'rov even mid-Rabbanon. And Yovesh v'Yovesh min shalom b'mine mid-Rabbanon requires shishim because of exerei choshe, maybe he'll be mivashel the iser and the heter yavish biyavish together. So then to give it up, and if there is no shishim, so it lasa, lasa sisim. But the iser and the heter, he is one of the few poskim who reject this tam for the distinction between yavish biyavish min b'minei being bottled b'rov and yavish biyavish min shalom b'minei requiring shishim to be bottled. What's the iser and the heter tam? He says that the reason as to why Yovish be Yovish means shall be Minei require Shishim, because if you have a Taruvus of Yovish be Yovish means shall be Minei, so they have different Mares. So most of the time, usually, in view of the fact that they have different Mares, so it's not impossible, it's not so extremely difficult to identify one from the other. So Mele Mide Rabbonon, it has a din of Nikari Isa. Mashenkin, if you have Shishim, so the Isa is only a minute fraction. A minute fraction of the total taruves, so then it's almost impossible to identify one from the other. So if Midrabbanon doesn't have a din of Nikarisa. So he says, he goes L'taimei, Oz L'taimei, because of Shom Din Ches, Dei Atam Di Yovish, Yovish, Min Minei Batu Berov, Shaloi Min Minei Bishishim, Mishim Di Min Minei, Ein Nesin Tam Kishi Yizbashlu, Av Shaloi Min Minei Nesin Tam Kishi Yizbashlu. No, that's not the Tam. Why not? Dim Kein Ho Yemuta Mimon Efshech, Di Nei Da Taru Veskil Ma Bishlu, Ho Yemuta Raf Levashlu Yachad Levad, Ei, Vi Lo Yoda Boy, Achen Yizbashlu, Im Kein Tzorch Shishim Itam, Da Avi Yisalach. This is what the Yisav Heta says. Because Monefshech, if the time had been that the reason is why Min Shaloi Bin Minei, so Yovish V'Yovish requires Shishim, because if it's less than Shishim, so then, in case he will be Mevashel, the two Chtiches of Heter, and the one Chtiche of Isa, the Yovish V'Yovish in one part, so then the one Chtiche of Isa will give a time in the two Chtiches of Heter, so it will become Osa. So he says, no, why should it become Osa? Because of Monefshech. If he became aware, if the Baile of the Taruves, of the three Chtiches, became cognizant of the fact that there was a Taruves, so Mimele Bitl Ischal. So Bitl Ischal. So Mimele, so it's Mutar to be Mivashal together. Now here, he discusses another question, you see, that's Tolu in the Machlekes Rishenim between the Rashbo and the Rosh. I think I mentioned it. You see, the Rashbo Shite, I discussed it in Melicha more than once. So, the Rashbo Shite is that if you have it Aruves of Yovesh v'Yovesh, let's say two chtiches of Shchuto, were mixed up with one chtiche of Nevela. So it's Bottle Berov. So the Rosh says, one can eat all the three chtiches together. But how can he eat it? So the Rosh Shite is, Isa Mepach Le'eta. Just as in Taruves of Lar Belach, I discussed it. Just as in Taruves of Lar Belach, so the Isa is Nepach Leheter, so in Yovesh V'Yovesh also. So if one Chtiche of Nevele was mixed up with two Chtiches of Shchute, he is allowed to eat. If he has such a terrific Beis Abliye, he can eat all the three Chtiches together at once, he is allowed to eat it, the Rosh says. Because Isa is Nepach Leheter. The Rashba says no. He cannot eat it together, because if he eats it together, then he's definitely eating the Isa. So we explained it. I mean, some say that the Rashbo Shite is that by Yovish B'Yovish there is no bitl of Isa Nepach Le'eta. It's only the bitl of Kol B'Porish. So I said no, that the Rashbo is also made that there is a din of bitl of Isa Nepach Le'eta. But the Rashbo holds that by Yovish B'Yovish the bitl aspect is based upon the bill of Rav. When do we say by Yovish B'Yovish that the Isa is Nepach Le'eta if each Chatiche by itself on the basis of the bill of Kol D'Porish, so we should say etc. So then the Isa is Nepach Le'eta. Masha'inkin, so vis-a-vis eating each Chatiche by itself, so there is a bill of Rav. So Mimele, even if Klapishmai is Galye, that he did it one Chatiche that is Osea, so it's also Heta. Mashenkin vis-a-vis eating all the fichtiches together, so there is no bilo of rov, so mele there cannot be bittle rov. Mashenkin, the roshite is that at the very outset we say, isa nepachleta bayovish bayovish, just as we say in the taruves of Larbelach. So mele, so there is another afkemine between the Rosh and the Rashbo. According to the Rosh that we say, isa nepachleta at the very outset, so mele, just as you are allowed to eat all the fichtiches together, vasachas, he can swallow all the tzrichtiches at once, so you're allowed to be mivashel the tzrichtiches together. And you cannot say, how can you be mivashel? But the chticha of Yisrael will certainly give a time of Yisrael in the two chtichas of Eter. So what? It's not a time of Yisrael. It's already a time of Eter, because it became bottle. So in other words, so this is what he's saying, what the Yisrael Eter is saying. So it's already nepachleter. According to Ushite, according to Roshite, not according to Rajoshite. Vimoyodabe, Achim is Bashlu, Inkinso Shishimitam the Havi Salah. So then it's not Yovish Vyovish. If he becomes cognizant, because Bito in the Taruves is based upon the subjective element. In other words, when do we say, certainly, I mean, you couldn't even conceive it any other way in regard to Yovish B'Yovish, because Yovish B'Yovish, there is no Taruves objectively. Objectively, the Yisrael is not mixed up with that. In our minds, it's mixed up, but not objectively. So, Mimele, if the Bailim of the Taruves did not become cognizant, did not find out that there is a mix-up, so then you cannot say Yisrael Epachleter. Because objectively there is no Taruves. And so the only Taruves is subjectively, but he doesn't know how can there be subjective Taruves. So in other words, if it's Loi Neida, Vil Yodabach is Bashlu, so then the Heter absorbed the Tam from the Yisrael. So it's already Larbelach, Im Kinsor Shishimitam Da Yisrael, Ela Tam. That's the Yisrael Eter says that. But so why do we say that Yovish Yovish Min Bimine is bottle berov, even Rabbanon, and Min Shaloi Bimine requires Shishim? So it's not because of Exeirech Shoshe, lest he'll cook them together. Ela Tam, the Shaloi Bimine Avidava Yovish, Shenesin Tam, Homa Yeser, Livishinik Rodova Sheishel Takone, the Yochil Tsas Lahatero Yeser, Ulisore Misham, Ulisire Misham, Umikomo came, bottle Shapa Bishishim, the Meacha Shulgam Kimuet, Vinemate, Nikroshapa Dova Sheishel Takone. So this is saying. So in other words, so now he's saying that the reason as to why the Yisrael Heta says that we, according to us, that we pass from like Rabbanon and Rabbi Yudeh, that Mimini does not ask a b'mashu. So Mimele Rovez Din of Azlina Basashmo has relevance only Ligabi Yovish B'Yovish, not Ligabi Larbelach. So Ligabi Larbelach, he doesn't have relevance because Ligabi Larbelach, it all depends upon Tam. So it doesn't make any difference whether you call it Mimine, you call it Mishol Mimine. But vis-a-vis Yovish B'Yovish, it has relevance. Why does it have relevance vis-a-vis Yovish B'Yovish? Because according to the Isaveheta Litaimei, that the reason is why Yovish B'Yovish Mishol Mimine requires Shishim, because Midrabonon is considered like Nikarisa. Mashein can mean Mimine, so if Midrabonon is not considered Nikarisa. So Mimele, if the two, the Iser and the Eter, have different names, so Mimele, if they have different names, so why do they have different names? Because in the Mare, people give names according to the Mare, not according to the Tam, but according to the Mare. So let's say people will call two things by the same name because they look the same. It's not always like that, but usually it is like that. So Mimele, when the Chachomim were Misake, that means Shaloi Bimine Yovish B'Yovish require Shishim, because usually they have the same appearance. Mimele, it's not impossible, and it's not even extremely difficult to identify one from the other. So according to Rove, it depends upon the Shem, and if they have different names, then it's considered min shaloi b'minei, and it requires shishim because it has midrabonon as a din of nikaris. But if they have the same name, it's considered min b'minei, and it's not considered even midrabonon like nikaris. This is what he says. Avu b'em estai midochuk. והטעם בור מבויה בדברי הראש פרק דה אנושה ויורנשון ובחידושי הרשבו וביטור וברקח ובתשובס מריר דימים בשינמיני ביובש צורך שישי דחיישינון שם היבש להם וייתן טעם והבו בייסה ברייסה ואפילו נדע את הרובס כדם הבישלו מכל מוקעים מכל מוקעים כיוון דניסן טעם אחר כך עושם נעתירה וכדי ייסה לשום. So he says, no, but the truth is that the Isaveta is not right. The Isaveta says that the reason is why min shaloi b'mine yovesh b'yovesh requires shishim because it's like Nikar Isaveta. So he says, that's a tam dochuk. The real reason is why min shaloi b'mine yovesh b'yovesh requires shishim because of Echshoshe. Maybe he'll boil them together. And if he boils them together, so mimele, it'll become osa. That's the tam. So mimele, according to that shite, the Rovis Din of Aslinen Basashmo has no relevance, according to us, who pass like the Rabbanon of Reb Yude, it has no relevance even vis-a-vis Yovish B'Yovish. Why? Because Mamon Efshech. Just as vis-a-vis Lar B'Lach. It has no relevance. Why doesn't it have relevance? Because Lar B'Lach depends upon time. So Mamele, if the timing are different, even though the name is the same, so Mamele, there is Aloch of Tam Ki'ikea. So Ligabi Yovish vis-a-vis Yovish B'Yovish is the same thing, because why do we say that Yovish B'Yovish Min Shalei B'Minei is not bottle berov? Because of Echshoshe, maybe he'll cook them together. Now if he'll cook them together, then they'll give it tam. So what difference does it make whether they have the same name, not the same name? If they'll give it tam, so then they'll be the Isa of Tam Ki'ika. Of Tam Ki'ika. But the Isa Veheta said that we cannot say the Avo, you cannot mention this time. The Imkeno Yomuta Mimonevshech, the Ineida Taruves Kedem Abishlo Yomuter Af Livashlon Yachat Levade. So what does the Shah do with that? So he doesn't say anything about it. He says, the Mimbish Mimine Biyovish. So it's so Shishim, the Hashina Shem Yivashlin, the Yitin Tam, Valisa the Raise, Vafilo Neida Taruves Kedem Abishlo. So what did the Isaveta say? The Ineida Taruves Kedem Abishlo, O Yomuter Af Livashlon Yachat Levade. That's in accordance with whose shite? The accordance of the shite of the Rosh, but it's not in accordance with the shite of the Rashba, because the Rashba says that even though there is bittul by Yavish B'Yavish, but you cannot eat all the three together, because then you cannot apply the principle of called the porish merube porish. So for the same reason that you cannot eat all the three chtichas together, because then you are definitely eating the isa too, so you couldn't be mevashel together. Then. The Iser will definitely give a tam Iser in the heter. So in other words, so the Shach is disagreeing with what the Iser Heta says. The Iser Heta says the second line in the Shach here. Here he says no. So what does it mean? In other words, the Isaviheta follows the shite of the Rosh. He follows the shite of the Rosh. The Rosh shite is that by Yovesh B'Yovesh, so at the very outset, even without recourse to the Biro of Kol Deporish, we say Isa Nepach Leheter. Just as we say at the very outset, Isa Nepach Leheter, by Lar B'Lach. So Mimele, the Isaviheta is right in saying, the Dimkino Yemuta Mimonevshech, the Neida Ataruves Kidma Bishlo Yemuta Aflevashlo Yachad Levade. Masha'ink in the Shach, he follows the sheet of the Rashba, that by Yovesh B'Yovesh, even though it's bottle berov, but you're not allowed to eat the three together. Since you're not allowed to eat the three together, so Mimele, you're not allowed to be Mevashalim together. Mevashalim together. Because then the Chtichas Iser will definitely give it Tam Iser in the Chtichas Heter. So that's why he says, Mikol Mokim Kim Nisn Tam HaKachos Nateir Yochadis Lishon. וכן דאס הרב לכמון, סימן קופטס, ושור כל האחרינים, מה שאין כי ממיני, הביאו כך כיוון דיביטאי מטיימן למילסה, גם ביובש אז לינו בסטיימן, וכל זה נבוא, זה הייתי בו. But the question is, the one difficulty in the Shach is, he says here, ואתם בורו ומבואי בדברי הראש, פרק גיד הנושה, והרן שום, וחידושי הרש בו, וביטור, וברקח, ושום אסמריל, דימין ושמיני ביובש צור שישים וחשינה שם היבש להם, וייתן טעם, ועלו איתה דרייסה. So among the Rishenim, so he mentioned the Rosh too. So Bishlai may when he mentions the Chidush HaRashbo, you understand? But he mentioned the Rosh too. The fact is that the Rosh says just the reverse. And the Tur in Simon Kuftes says that according to the Rosh, According to the Rosh, if you have taruves of yovish v'yovish, min b'mine, min shaloi b'mine, min shaloi b'mine. So, one chticha of iser with two chtichas of eter, so according to the Rosh, you're allowed to eat all the three chtichas together, and you're allowed to be mivad together. The contrary, you cannot be mivashel together. So according to the Rosh, it doesn't matter if you are mivashel together. So the Yisra Heter is right. So why does he say? So this way, you have to be mivashel. You understand? The other is saying he is mivashel, but he says he is the Rosh also. Now turn to Simon Kufte, so you'll see. Now, see the cook there. First, see power. Chtiche, shame in Ruyel is Chabit, in Tawa Bachere, Kim Benino, Yom Ziyavi. Chabit, pray Bob, Umuta Lochlo, no Domecho, Kolachas with the Aspen. Avaloi Yechal Shlosim Yachad. In other words, just like the Rashi. Not like the Rosh. Then, in 6 days, Yovish V'Yovish, Kim Yisbatil Chab Yitzrei, Yim Bishol Kulom Keechot, Vafil Lechei Kolecho Bidne Af Miyosech. Why? Because in here, the same thing, Mechab HaPaskot like the Rashi. So Yisru was Mivatil together. So the Chtichas Yisrael, definitely gave it Am Yisrael, and they added in the Chtichas Yisrael. You mean, since Yisrael, so it's Yosha. Mishorit, the Nishim Tam, Vinibo the Chtichas. Vim Reitzel Mivatil Yachad, ואין שם סמך, מי דל חביס עליו? So he's allowed to be מר באף סמך. In other words, so there is no Yisrael in Vatel Yisrael Fatskir. But he's not allowed to be Mivashel because then the year to fall, he has Yisrael, will definitely give it to Yisrael in there. So why? Because the Mechab HaPastu is a Yeraj. So then, what did Ramos say? ויהי שאמרי, דימני דת הרובה, כאילו שנזבשו ביחד, הכל שורק. אם חייתם למסורים, מאחר שנזבשו ביובל, תור בתמרות. So how does the Shach say? So he says, "Vatumimila taruves." So he and he mentions, "Umivuya b'divorot." The Ganoshe, the Ram Shom, the Chidur Hashirazbo. Fine, the Rashi says it, the Ram says it, because they are chilik on the Rosh. But why does he say, "Umivuya b'divorot"? So the Pshat in the Shach is as follows: because the Rosh, there is a very long discussion in the Rosh and Ganoshe, and the Rosh mentions Adashit, and then he mentions Rayet on Chires, Rayet that by Yovid Yovid, you are allowed to eat all the Shichichas together. So in other words, what he means, in Mevuya B'Divei Rosh, he doesn't mean what the Rosh says according to his own Shichas. But in the course of the discussion, so the Rosh mentions that if we say that Yovid Yovid is not allowed to eat the Shichas together, so maybe you're not allowed to be Mivatel together. But he holds that you are allowed to eat the Shichas together, so maybe you are allowed to be Mivatel together too. And he doesn't have to, because he's just an epithetia. So, what the Shach says, when the Shach says, Umuviyah b'divrei Rosh, he doesn't mean the Rosh own Shite. It becomes clear, when one looks over the Rosh in Gidan Noshe, his discussion of this question, so he'll see from the Rosh, that the Rosh spells it out, that according to the Shite of the Rashba, the Rosh doesn't mention the Shite of the Rashba. I mean, he doesn't mention the Rashba by name. But he discusses that question, as whether by Yovish V'Yovish, it is never better the very outset, or not, whether you are allowed to eat all the Shichichas together or not. So it becomes clear from the Lashon of the Rosh that according to the Shite that you're not allowed to eat the Shichichas together, so you can, if you are Mivashel them together, so mainly it becomes a... But the Rosh only Shite is that you're allowed to eat the Shichichas together. This is a Mazdi, the Pshat, in the Shach. All right, now, Avol Misari. Now the seed, hey, in the time. Avol Misari b'shem emine. So that is reference to the Mechaber. Avol Misari b'shem emine. V'nishpar b'nei shi'echil l'amid olof Misari. As we made asher yorubi het arot. V'misari b'nei b'shem emine. V'nishpar b'nei shi'echil l'amid olof Misari. V'nei asher yorubi het ar emine. V'nei b'shem emine k'l'aine. V'asher emine rob olof Misari. So who says it? The Rashba. Where did the Rashba get it? The Rashba got it from the Gemara. From the Gemara in Chul, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in the beginning after the Mashu Midrash, suppose you have a Taruve,
of Mindiminei and Yishel and Shaloi Biminei. So then, Rein is Minei to Leinei. Vishayni Minei is Levan. So the Rashbo deduced that the converse is also true. Just as according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Min B'minei after the Masha Midraise, so if you have the harvest of Min B'minei, Shalom B'minei, is Reines Min B'minei, and the Shein B'minei is Mivatel B'minei. So the same thing is true, according to us, that Min Shalom B'minei is after Midraise, even though there is Rav. And Min B'minei, if there is Rav, is only after the Rabbanon, so in case of Mishpach, if there is the harvest of Min B'minei and Min Shalom B'minei, and there is definitely Rav in Heter. But there is a question as to whether there is Hishim in the Heter Neged Yisrael. So Rein, as Shein and Minei Kleinei, and the Minei is Mivatel, the Minei of Heter is Mivatel, the Minei of it. In other words, let's say suppose you are Mivashel, a one Chti in a pot, you are Mivashel, one Kazayis of Nevele, two, and then a number of Gzeisim of Shchuto, number of Gzeisim of Shchuto, and then those Reitis of Shchuto, Reitis, soup of Shchuto. So, the Kazayis of Nevele, vis-a-vis the Gzeisim of Shchuto, that's in the minute. The Reitis of Shchuto, the soup of Shchuto, vis-a-vis the Kazayis of Nevele, that's in Shaloi B'minei. Mishaloi B'minei. So the Gemara says, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Min B'minei, Afels, that Min B'minei, Afels B'mashu. So in such a case, it will become Muter. So the Kezesim of Shchuto will become Muter. Why? Because Rein is Minei Kilenei. So then the Reitev, if the Reitev is Shishim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the Reitev is Mevatel. Is Mevatel the Sheini Minei of Isa. The Sheini Minei of Isa. So the Rashbo is saying that the canvas is also true. So if, let's say, one Kazayis of Nevele was cooked in the pot together with a number of Zeisim of Shchut, and there is also a Reitev of Heter, and there is definitely Shishim. There is definitely Shishim in the Reitev, Neged. There is definitely Shishim in the Reitev, Neged the Kazayis Nevele. But it's not established as to whether there are 60 Zeisim of Reitev in the Reitev, Neged the Kazayis of Nevele. And it's Mishpach, so the Rashba says, Rein, Ashein, and Minei, Kleinei, and Minei, and Minei, the Rov Gzeisim. The Rov Gzeisim of Heter is Mevatel, the Kazayis of the Rein. This is what the Rashba says, and Mechava Pas. All right. Harashba Yalufom, Madam Rina Migmore, the Rabbi Yudhi Yisrael, the Minei, the Bottle, Misal, the Minei, the Minei, Sal, the Minei, Kleinei, the Shein, the Minei, Rabbol of Mvatel, or Haname, Kali, the Don, the Hefer, the Minei, Kil, Natira, Metaruves, Minei, the Minei, Al Kochoch, the Misal, the Minei, the Minei, Sal, the Shein, the Minei, Kleinei, the Minei, Rabbol of Mvatel, ומבטלי, ואילו לא נשפח, ועדיין התרובת לפנינו, או למי שעדיין ניסו את הרבונות, כי מדרבון נשאג דרות, אלא אך שנשפח, ואיפה שלא נראה מה שיוסד הבמיני, נגד היזר, עד לנו לכולה, ועל כל צור שידוע ובואו לנו, של ירוב, ממיני ההתר, נגד היזר, כי איך את זה להב אין הדלו יצית, מה זה בי אסטבליש, וזה רוב, אם זה שחוטו נגד, במובלו. So he, and some male, כהיכד ולהב לחשש יסד הרייסה, ולא שמיטלין לאימא שמין הירוב, שכותבה תור כבר תרצה בסיוטס, וירשאו כל הבוסות עם מבוא, כותבה רשבה נעל שכי לכלו, וזה ראשייני, נראו לי שאין זה דמיון כלל, דיבי שלמה עושם גבי מין במיני בגמורה, אין בייסה מצד ניסים אסתם, אלא שגרסה כוספו לרבי יודה שניפוטו במיני, משמוח איתי כנענו דעת אין מין במיני, אמרו נסאו לכס מיני, כדי שיבת לטעם בין מיני, ומימי הם מותרקת. אבל אוכל, מה איסה שמנמיני בניסתם מדרייסה? אם כן, היכה שמשפחה ראיתי, ואפילו היא קנה ממיני בעדיו, בפעדי, סייסוי, עדיין בסוף היא קימדת, וסביקי דרייסה לחום ועד כמה שני. So the marshal is חילי כאן דרעמי, I'm this din of the מחד. I'm דרעג, it's חילי כאן דרעג. And it's very מסתבר, what the marshal says is very מסתבר. ויש להם, in the canvas of the case of the מחבר, we understand, because they are there is הלוכה, that mean the mini does not become bottle, even the Mashu it offers, and so they cannot, so Min B'minei cannot be Mivatel Isa, but Min Shaloi B'minei can be Mivatel. So suppose you have a Taruvet of Bosa Shchuto, Bosa Nevele, with Reitev Shchuto, so if there is Shishin in the Reitev, neged the bottom veil. So then we say that it becomes that the boss of Shchuta is also muta, and we cannot say but in the minute does not become bottled rov, not in the shishim, not in the aleph. The answer is we ignore the minute. So reines minik reines. So the name of the reitef is mevatel the nevele. Two, that the shchuta cannot be mevatel the nevele, but the reitef is mevatel. But the converse of that, in our case. So how can we say that if there is a taruvet of shchuto and nevele and reitev, and we are sure that there is rov, but we are not sure as to whether there are 60 measures, 60 gzesim of reitev in the reitev heter, neged the one measure of the neged the one kazayis of nevele? So we say rein asein minei kleinei. So nevele the heter of minei is rov of matle. But there is a lot of tam kikar, and again, it's not important whether you call it mimimine, you call it mishaloi bimine. The halacha is, if the Yisra gives it tam in the taruves, it becomes dosa. Call it whatever you want. So that's the story of the mashal. So here in this case, since it's very likely that there is no shishin in the reitev, there is no 60 gzeisim of reitev, to be mivateo, the tam of the kazayis of nevele. So suppose there are only 30 gzeisim of reitev, not 60 gzeisim of reitev. So then, that kazayis of nevele will give a tam in the reitev. He'll give a tam in the reitev. So how can you say, how can you be telling the hokel to be a nisa deraisa? So the mashal is chilek anerat. All right. So the passage, when he is daitin nirani varai vodachenim obrori. ועוד אמרינו לגמור עשה לכך מיני חניקי בת השחוטה בת הנבילה והורייתם ויש ורייתם סמך נגד הבוסו נבילה לחוט ולמימד מכל מוקים בת השחוטה יוסף כיוון שימינה עם איסר ומינה למהנה ביטו סמך אפילו אחרי אמרינו כן, זה לגמור עלי בדרב יודי אלו כיוון שהם מבוס השחוטה איסר למחמות את הרובס עכשיו אנחנו נפלת את מילה היתר כאילו הנה תלויה זה כבר את הרובס כיוון שבוסו מסמך או איסר ורייטר הווה איסר כמנדו עשר ואין כאן אפילו בינה במשהו ואין כן הוא עדין ממש לידון של מי מבוסו ברוב נעתירה ואין מי מסמך לכל העומד ומסר מבוס השחוטה מבילה ורייטר ואין כאן סמך לבת לו הנבילה מי מצוא שיש כאן היתר לבת לו איסר מבוס השחוטה מסת שהוא רוב נגדי ובמינה אין הנה רוב נעתירה אלו שרואו ועשר או רייטר מסת שאין בסמך נגד איסר מי מצוא שאיסר מטעם לא זה אמרינון, זה חשבינון, לרייטב, כאילו לא ניסעלי ומנבלה, כאילו שכבובות לו הנבלה מחמסכים במיני, והרי כמנדו עשה, ולהת המאמש נחשב וייסע לגמרי, כאילו הוא מן התירה, אבל דעבור נחמיר לו עצר שישים על מיני, על כוח הכאן של איסופיק, אם הוא ישישים במיני נגד איסע, ויש לו עמיד על אופקים של משפח, מוטה ושפטינו עד הרייסה, ומיני נובעת ברוב, ונמצא תורך סמך, כאילו שאפשר שהוא יהיה סמך בשני מיני, וכל זה הוא נוחם, ואין בי, so he agrees with the with the Sakhalin Chaba. But it seems that the Mashal is right. How can we make an analogy between this case and the converse of that case? That Gemara mentioned. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mindy Mindy does not have the potential, does not have the capacity to bring it up. What does Bittul mean? Bittul means that if there is Shishim, let's say, Rov Shishim, so the Yisrael loses its identity in the heaven. It loses its identity. It becomes merged in the heter, and it loses its identity. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Mimbi Mine has the Mashu. In other words, if it's Mimbi Mine, it cannot lose its identity. If there are different meanings, so one meaning loses its identity by merging with the other meaning. But if it's the same meaning, how can it lose its identity? I mean, it's a Gersakotu, but that's the deen. This is the pshat in the Gersakotu, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Mimbi Mine, it cannot lose its identity. So in other words, so even though it cannot lose its identity in the Mine, but it can lose its identity in Shaloi Mine. But in our case, where there is Daruve of Shchuto and Nevelo, Shchuto and Nevelo and Reite, Shchuto and Nevelo and Reite. So Mimele, so how can the Rajbo say that Rein attain Mimele's Reine? In other words, we ignore the existence of the Reite. We ignore the existence of the Nevele in the Reite. We ignore the Taruvet, the mixture, the commingling between the Nevele and the Reite. So we only recognize the commingling between the Nevela and the Shota. But we don't recognize the commingling between the Nevela and the Reiter. So Nevela, this becomes bottle. The Nevela, we only recognize the commingling between the Nevela and the Shota, but we don't recognize the commingling between the Nevela and the Reiter. So seems to ignore this fact that the Nevela is commingled with the Reiter. We only recognize, we only take notice of the fact that the Nevela is commingled with the Shota. So Nevela, the Nevela becomes part of the Rav in the Shota. But it's not a question of saying we don't recognize. Why, how can we say we don't recognize? After all, suppose there are no 66 Zeitim of Reiter, negative one Kadais of Nevela. So then that Kadais of Nevela definitely will become Nevela in the Reiter. So how can we say we don't recognize? So the Mashal Tvoret seems very sound. So we have to say that the Mashal and the Rajbo, the Mashal and the Rajbo are here on the essence of Tamtik. Now, what is it? We saw there are many things that are in Tamtik. Now the question is this. What's the Aloha of Tamtik? Is the Aloha of Tamtik here? That if let's say one kazayis of Isha is commingled with, let's say, with 10 zeitim of Heter, and there is Rov, but the kazayis of Isha gives the time of Isha in the total Tarule, so then there is no bit. If there is time Isha, there is no bit. So that means that the Isha is not Nepach Leheter. But the Heter is not Nepach Leisha either. Or the Aloch of Tamti Yisrael is not just that the Yisrael is not Nepach, there is no bit. If there is Tam Yisrael, so the Yisrael does not become bottom. But, no, it's not, it's more than that. The Tam after the Heter is Nepach Yisrael. So, and that's why there is a Machlokes Shem. The Shite of Rabbi Yoyon Teitzes, the Shite of Rabbi Yoyon Teitzes, and the Shite of the Rai Vedi, that the whole Aloch of Tamti Yisrael is that there is no bitter Yitzchal and Isha, but the heretofore Heter remains Heter, even though it's at the time. And that's the seat of Rabbi Yoyon and Teitzes and the seat of the Reich. But the seat of Rabbi Netam is that the Isha is, that the Heter is Nepach Lis. If he is one Kazai, so then he's Chayet. According to Rabbi Yoyon, so even if there is, the Tarubes is in the ratio of 1 to 8, of 1 to 8 or 1 to 6, I mean depending on what the Prat is. Whether Prat consists of 3 Beitim or Prat consists of 4 Beitim. Let's say that Prat consists of 4 Beitim, the seat of Raj. So that 4 Beitim, that's 8 Beitim. And the Kazayis is a Chotze Beitim. Kazayis is a Chotze Beitim. So according to Rabbi Yoyon Raive, even if the ratio is 1 to 8, it's Kazayis with the Chlas Prat in every Prat. In every four bases, there is evenly distributed. In every unit of four bases, there is one kazayis of the Isha. There'll only be chayav malchus if there is the whole prah, all the four bases. So then, in the four bases, you'll have the kazayis of Isha. But the shita of the Rav Netami is no. If he eats one kazayis, it's chayav malchus. Because the Shita of Antami is the Tam Kikya and Vais that the Yisrael is Nepach Leheter. That the Yisrael is Nepach, that the Heter is Nepach Leheter. That the Heter is Nepach Leheter. Now, so, it seems that the Marshal agrees with the Shita of Antam that Tam Kikya and Vais that the Yisrael is Nepach Leheter. That the Heter is Nepach Leheter. That the Heter is Nepach Leheter. So in Mele, we cannot say Rein, Shein Mine Kileine. How can you say Reina Keina Mine Kileini? The fact is that if there is no Shishin in the Reitev, Negev Kazayis Nevele, so then the Reitev, the Kazayis Nevele, no probability, will give it Tam Nevele. A Tam Nevele in the Reitev, so it's all there. That's the story of the Mashal. This is the Mashal. The Rajbo apparently holds, no. The Rajbo Shikin is like Rabbi Yoyon. that the Pshat in Tam Kiker is that there is no people. But not that the Heter is Nepach Risa. There is no people, so the heretofore Risa remains Risa. And the heretofore Heter remains that. That's the Shit of Rabbi Leo and Reile. So the Mele, there is an analogy between this and the convert. Just as the Gemara says, vis-à-vis Rabiut, that means the Minyas of Yimashu. So if you have a Tarubis of Minyas of Yimashu, and there is Shishim in the Minyas, Neget, in the Shaloi Minyas, there is Shishim in the Shaloi Minyas, in Neget Isa, in the Shaloi Minyas. So Reimes Minyas Shaloi Minyas. So the Mele, the identity of the Isa is lost in the Shaloi Minyas of the Heter. So then we cannot say, it's out of the Mashu. The identity is lost in the Reise. So the Kadai, the Nevela itself becomes Heter. So the converse is also true. The converse is also true, according to the Rashba. Because Tam Kiker does not imply that the Isa is Nepach Le, that the Heter is Nepach Le Isa. But it only implies Bito is not Chal and the heretofore Isa. But the heretofore Heter remains Heter. So, but the Isa cannot lose its identity. It cannot lose its identity in the Sheinim Minei. Because the Isa gave it time of Isa in the Sheinim Minei. So the Nevele cannot lose its identity in the Fuderetes. Because it gave it time in the Reites. But it can lose its identity in the Shchuto. Once it loses, it merges and loses its identity in the Shchuto. So then, the time that you feel is not the time Isa, it's the time Heter. You know, today, we have all kinds of things. We have kosher style, in other words, it's Trefe Mamesh, but it's still kosher style. And then you have the reverse or the converse, I don't know how to call it. In other words, Trefe style. I mean, it's not Trefe style, it's kosher. So there are some rabbonim who endorse kosher meat that tastes and looks exactly like bacon. It looks like bacon, like pork, and it tastes like pork. I never tasted this, I don't know, but I'm told that it tastes like pork and it looks like pork, but it's kosher. It could be black kosher too, satna, shkita, everything. But it looks and it tastes like pork. So in other words, suppose someone will put in, I mean, no one could say that this kind of meat is not kosher, because after all it has the taste of pork, so tam tika. The answer is no, you can't say tam tika, because when we say tam tika, is the tam emanates from something that is kosher. But if through chemical, through a certain chemical method, so you manipulate that a heter should give the same tam as isa does, so then it's not kosher. You can call it racist style, but it's still kosher. So Mimele, according to the Rashba, if we say that the Rashba agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Leo, and he agrees with the Shita of the Raivet, the Tam Kiker does not imply that the Heter is Nepach Le'Isa. But Tam Kiker only implies that if the Isa gives a Tam in the Heter, so the Isa does not become Votet. The Isa cannot lose its identity. So in this case, where you have the Aruvet of Mimele, Mishaloi Bimele, the Aruvet of Bato Shchuto, Bato Levelo, and Reitev Shchuto, So he says, as long as it is established that there is certainly hope, so then we can tell a lot. And even if Lapishmai is Galye, that there is no Shishim in the Reitev, Neged the Kadais, it doesn't matter. Because true, that Tam Kiker is the Reitev. But that means that if the Nevele can give the Tam Nevele in the Reitev, so Mimele, it cannot lose its identity in the Reiter. But there is Rosh Shchuto, so it loses its identity in the Shchuto. Once it loses, and it merges and loses its identity in the Shchuto and in the Shchuto, so then the Nevele itself becomes Heter. So true, when one tastes the soup, he'll feel the time of the Nevele. But that Nevele is also Heter. Because it lost its identity in the It was its identity in the Shchuto. That's the Svore of the Rashba. And the Svore of the Marshal is no, like Hamitam. So all would be fine, except for the fact that the Rashba agrees with Hamitam. It was mentioned already. I mean, the Shach, we had it already. That the Rashba agrees with Hamitam, that the Tam Kiker is not only that the Isa does not become, the heretofore Isa doesn't become bottle, but that the Heter is not a Isa. And even if you eat one kadais, your higher motive. So how could the Rajba say that? How could the Rajba say that? Now, we saw that it's true that there are two shittas in the shittas of Ramatashi. The Rosh in Gidan Moshe says that according to Ramatam, the Rosh in Gidan Moshe says that according to Ramatam. So if, let's say, Yisar was Yisar with Heter, and he gave a Tam Yisar in the Heter, so then, even if there is no Kadai with the Achilas Pras in the Taruvet, so the Yisar is Nefach Leheter, only Achayiv Malkes, I mean the Heter is Nefach Yisar, and the Achayiv Malkes if you eat one Kadai. That's the Rosh version of Ramatam. But, the tool has another version of that we went over. I think the very first shear. He says, or the second shear. Oh, he says, "When you pirish rab netam, the min b'minei kibish in eneisim tam in ateiro bato b'ro, elo shechachomi mitzchicho tzamech, v'shaloi b'minei osam ateiro at tzamech, elo sheleikin olo, at shehei boi kol kach min oiseh, at shehei b'seich kol dalet, Beit min ha-heter, kazayis min ha-isa. Kazayis min ha-isa. V'yos chayim oko kazayis v'kazayis. So in other words, so what's the shite? So that's the Tur's version of Rav Netam is not like the Rosh version of Rav Netam. That's strange. How is it? I mean, the Tur should be chilek with his father as to what Rav Netam shite is. But that's the mitzvah. So in other words, according to the Rosh, Rav Netam shite is that the Tam teacher implies that if the Isa is a Tam in the Heter, so even without Kadai Zechles Pras, so it's Isa Nefach Leheter. So it's Isa Nefach Leheter. But according to the truth version of Ramatam, Ramatam says, when is Isa Nefach Leheter, you have market for one Kadai, if the Taruvus is in the ratio of Kadai Zechles Pras, 1 to 8, 1 to 6, whatever it is. But if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 8, 1 to 6, let's say it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, 1 to 9, 1 to 10, 1 to 11. So then it's also, but there is no mouth. So what's the shite of, so according to the Tur's version, in Rav Netam, the halacha of Tam Tikar is that it's only, Heter is Nefach Leheter only when it's Kadai V'Dechles Prat. But when it's not Kadai V'Dechles Prat, then it's also, it doesn't become bottom. But the Heter is not Nefach Leheter. That's the shite of Rav Netam, according to the Tur's version of Rav Netam. So Meile, apparently the Rajbo accepts, when the Rajbo says that he agrees with the shite of Rav Netam, he agrees with the shite of Rav Netam according to the Tur's version of it. According to the Tur's version of it. So when we say that Heter is Nefach Leheter, only when it's Kadai V'Dechles Prat. And here it's not Kadai V'Dechles Prat. So maybe if it's not Kadai V'Dechles Prat, so then it doesn't become bottle. But the Heter is not Nefach Leheter. When is it Nefach Leheter? When is it Nefach Leheter? Only when it's Kadai V'Dechles Prat. And here we are not dealing with the case where it's Kadai V'Dechles Prat. Some in Mele, the Rajpa says that there is an analogy between this case and the case mentioned in Gemara. Just as Gemara says, I'll read it to Rabbi Yude, that Rein is Minei Kuleini. Vishayin Minei Hobel of Matlei, so here is Rein Shayin Minei Kuleini. Because in here the two years of Rabban Tam. But when does Rabban Tam say that there is a loche that Heta Nefach Lisa only with the Kadai with the Chilas Prat? But here we're not dealing with the case where there is Kadai with the Chilas Prat. So the Heta is not Nefach Lisa, but the year before Lisa remains Lisa. Fine. So the Mele, it cannot lose its identity in the Reitet, but it can lose its identity in the Bosh Shchuto. In the Bosh Shchuto, and once it loses its identity in the Bosh Shchuto, it becomes Heter. So it's like the Tam. So even though you feel the Tam of the Nevelo in the Reitet, so it's like the Tam of pork that kosher meat is. Because it was already, it lost its identity in the Shchuto, and then it became converted to Heter. So the Mele is going to suffer. 3. Oh.